Okay, we are moving on. We're up to Simon Tov, Reish, Ein, Aleph. Many important halachas, regards to Hilchas, Chanukah tonight. Okay, we're learning now Seder, Hadlokas, Nei, Chanukah, Mok, Manachosso, the way of lighting the menorah and the place of putting the menorah. Tzorich li zoemoid, Sif Aleph, a famous, widely quoted Shulchan Aruch, which is a Gemara. Tzorich, you got it from, last cycle, watch out. This is what it means. That's the benefits of somebody who stays on for years and years and years. He's staying on and he's got the kuntos from last, quite incredible. Rabbi Katanka, this is quite impressive indeed. So, Tzorich Lizom, Oy Badokas Neres Chanukah. We've got to be very careful with Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. We've got to be very careful with lighting the Neres Chanukah. We have to be very Tzorich Lizoya. You must be careful. V'afilu and even Oni, a poor man, Hamispanes Minat Stoka, somebody gets Stoka money. Somebody even receives Stoka money. Shoyel Oimoichek Susoy. He has to hand out, or he has to sell even his garments, his clothing, and thereby having sufficient funding, money, to purchase oil, lehadlik, to light. So that's how far it goes. Shulchan Aruch, his words are explained in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Aleph. Tzorich Lizoyer. One must be careful. V'amrinam b'gemara, the Gemara says, Harogil b'nei. Now, how are we going to translate Harogil b'nei? Somebody who is, literally what he means is, somebody who is frequently does something, somebody who, how do you say that?
Accustomed to,
that's it. Somebody who is accustomed to the candle, he will have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. So if you are accustomed and careful with the Neres Chanukah, you will have children, sons who are Talmidei Chachamim. Shenema, as it says, in the pasuk, kineir mitzvah, because the candle is a mitzvah, the Torah oir, and the Torah is light. For Perish Rashi, in the Gemara, Rashi famously says that a neir mitzvah, the Shabbos and Chanukah, it's talking about the, somebody's careful with the neir mitzvah of Shabbos and Chanukah.
Best translates as punctilious.
Punctilious? Never heard of that. What does it mean?
Specific, makbid on it.
Right. Very good. Yeah. So the question is a bit of a question, which is Harogel Beneir. Somebody is accustomed. How does that mean to? What does that mean to us? If I want to have children, what do I do?
Light as a candle.
Because there's a rogel b'nei. What do I need to do? A rogel b'nei. So it doesn't mean to light. Exactly. So that's the word. That's the same word.
Well versed in.
So what does it mean technically, practically? Halacha
le'maaseh.
So it means to be careful about?
Makbid.
So le'maaseh, the poskim say, it doesn't just mean lighting, but it also means lighting it in a moderate way. Like, make sure you've got a nice candle, make sure you've got it nicely sorted, make it in a respectful manner. I think that's what the poskim mean. I do not know if it's referring to a menorah as well.
After the shul, I'll just like shit rooms for.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. Am I starting? Okay, so this is cotton based mishnah berurah. Afilu oni, even a poor man has.
Hear you, Rabbi.
You cannot hear me. Oh.
You're hiding.
What's going on? 1 minute. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
You can hear me, but you can't see me. Okay. So let me just. No, I don't know why. Let's see. Maybe now this is better.
I can see you now.
Oh, you can see me. Good. Okay. I'm afraid I don't look any better than yesterday. I'm afraid. Okay. So now the halach is afil oni amispanes minat stoka. If a person is poor, he's allowed to request stoka money for the candles of Chanukah. The reason is, as the Mishnah says in Sif Cotton, base Mishon Pirsum Menissa. We're going to see this theme a lot. Pranik is about Pirsumanesa. Lighting candles is about Pirsumanes, publicizing the miracles and the Nisim. Therefore, the requirement to light the candles is much goes further. A poor man, therefore, also needs to light. If a very poor man doesn't have money for mezuzah, so, you know, he can't afford it. Very poor man has got no mitzvah, you know, there's halachic gdorim and limitations. Person can't afford certain mitzvahs, can't do it. On onus here, however, it goes beyond the regular obligation. And if a person really doesn't have money for chanukah, you give him tzedakah money and he's got a light because pierce some money is. Abakosis, that is a source. That is very much, it is a source. Yes, it is. It is this. This. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Now the Sif Beis, perhaps the most famous Sif in Hilchos Chanukah, the most discussed for sure. Kamon Eiros Madlik, how much candles must a person light? Kamon Eiros Madlik. Belayla Rishon, on the first night, Madlik Echot, you light one. Mikan ve'elech, on the subsequent nights, Moisi ve'olich, you add one additional candle every single night. Becholayla, on every night. Add until Shebeleil Achan, on the eighth night, you, Shmoino, you're going to reach eight. Ve'afilu and even, Imrabim b'nei habayis, even if you've got a large family, Lo yadliku yoyse, you should not light more than one menorah, adding a candle every night. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. That means that there is a basic halacha, which is one candle for every night, for the entire family. If you want to, and you can increase by having one additional one every night. So the Ramah disagrees, and he says, Vish, top of page 276, some hold that every family member, Yadlik, should light. How many? One. So the second opinion of the Ramah is that the Hiddur of the Ramah is in terms of who lights, not how many, but who lights. According to the Ramah, everybody lights. No, it doesn't say female. It means the family members, the male family members. Well, good question. So, yes, the answer is, in principle, yes, over bar mitzvah. There probably is an element of chinuch for the pre-bar mitzvah boy as well. But certainly excluded are the female members of the family. While female members of the family excluded, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes is going to tell us, I'm going to read it quickly now, because you're asking that the question about women, excluding Me'ishtoi, his wife, the Hikagufoi, which is included in himself. So women are never, according to any opinions, have got an obligation to light themselves. Even if you go with the opinion that everybody lights, he will not refer to the women.
When we said that one of the Ikka Nisim was through Yehudis.
Yeah, so the answer to your question is that it's true that the Nis happened through her, but in terms of the mitzvah, the way the mitzvah is performed, doesn't mean that she's got her own obligation to light. In fact, to add a bit of an explanation in this, the Chassam Sofer explains why is it taka, it's a bit what you're asking, why is it indeed that women don't light their own, why is it that we go with the husband lighting for on behalf of their wives, and why is it not that women light themselves according to the Hiddur of everybody lighting? What's the reason for that? So Chassam Sofer explains something fascinating, and he says because as we're going to see in the later Sa'if later on, in principle, what does the Gemara say? Where do we actually light? Where do we light, really? Now, I know in Chutzlars, obviously we can't nowadays, but Pesach in by the entrance, which is outside of the house. Pesach Habayis, it's the outside of the house, leading and leading onto the public domain. That's outside. It says that the Chasam Sofer says that's not a tzniestiger place for women to hang around. It's not a tzniestiger place. It's not. You know, in the olden days, women would literally be at home. He said it's not. So therefore, since it's not tzniestig for the women to be, it's not dignified for ladies to be hanging around outside on the streets. And therefore, he said that really when the Chachamim made the mitzvah, they made it that women are, to remain inside us, where they're meant to be. Obviously, nowadays it's different because we light inside here in Chutz La'aretz. But he says, since in principle, the mitzvah was to light outside, it would be wrong to force the ladies to be outside because it's against the rules of tznias. Okay, now the Gemara continues. V'chein, the Gemara continues on the second line. V'chein aminik posh.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. Can I just ask? The Mishnah Berurah said except for Ishtoi. What about daughters that are above?
Yeah. So you're asking a very valid question. Yeah, so many contemporary poskim ask. So very good. So you've explained to him why wife is included with yourself. Ishtoi kegufoi, the wife is, the husband is going to be moitzi the wife, like we find everywhere else. But what about the daughters? No, but yeah, but so the Chasam Sofer is so what about the daughters who are post bas mitzvah? So the Chasam Sofer, the poskim say, and now forgot where I saw this, but the poskim explain that the reason is because you cannot have that the daughters do a greater hiddur than the mothers. I think it's beautiful about that. You can't have the daughters being former than their mothers. So if the mother lights inside and she's yotze with the husband, you can't have the daughters making their own point of lighting themselves. That would be wrong chinuch, If the husband lights for the... In Sem they do, because, yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, I suppose, so you can't have the daughters being firmer than the mothers. Good point. Okay, so now continues the Ramah, v'chein ha-minik ha-posh, that's the minik that we light for everybody, and everybody of the family lights, again, excluding the females. V'izah u'liten kol echod v'echod neroyis v'mokom yuchot. And it's also important, that's really, really important. V'izah, one should be careful. Liten kol echod v'echod neroyisav. Everybody should place their menorahs b'mokoyim miyuchot, in a specific place. Kedei in order, sheheker, that should be recognizable, identifiable, kamoneros madlikin hamenulat. Sometimes, I remember, and I don't know how that really fits with this amor. Do you know the Mir Yeshiva? I don't know what it's like nowadays. When I was a bocha, you'd go to the entrance of Mir Yeshiva. Now, how many bochim are in Mir Yeshiva? About? How many bochim in Mir Yeshiva? How many?
6,000.
Yeah, that's probably including during like that. It's hundreds and hundreds and over thousand. So you go to the entrance. You go to the entrance of the entrance. And again, this is the Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, you light outside. You don't light, in about like by us. So there's hundreds and hundreds of bochim and the dining room, a hundred, and you want to light it by the Pesach, by the entrance, which is leading towards the Shul Sarabim. You've got literally, there's like this shelves going up and up and up, large, wide, many, many shelves, and that's where bochim tend to light the menorahs. Now, you have hundreds of menorahs there, hundreds, very, very literally menorahs. Now, I don't know, I honestly don't know how that fits with this demo, because to me, the demo explicitly excludes this. You have to be identifiable. When you light in your house, you've got your menorah over here. Let's say you've got, bar mitzvah boys. So make sure they're a little bit distant that you can see from outside. This is one menorah, this is a second menorah, and this is a third menorah. And you make it clear that they're each identifiable. Not that it looks like perhaps it's, one menorah with four lights. No, this is the second night. And this is two over here, two over there. And that it doesn't look like one big. So how that works in still, you're right, they do boxing. Perhaps that's the answer. You're saying they're boxing, it's in boxes. Yeah, it's probably the answer. I'm still bothered by that because you can all see, when you look for like this, all you can see is thousands of candles. They're separately boxed up. Yeah, perhaps. But sometimes there was no space and people put together a few menorahs in the same box. So that you'd say, according to you, that would be a problem. Yeah, it turns out, it could be the box suffices as an identity. Yeah. Has got his own pisumanes.
No, he knows what
which one it is. I hear, I hear. Okay, so Lemais, that's the halach over here. The halach, of course, is that what our menig is nowadays is mahadrin, mina mahadrin, and that everybody lights, and we increase every night one. I want to say that I think it's the only, in strict halacha, you know, we find in, you know, we strictly speaking, if you want to be very accurate and precise, it's, I think, the only place in halacha, perhaps with one more place, that we find the concept of mahadrin, mina mahadrin. You know, nowadays, every hersha and every ashkocha says mahadrin, mahadrin. It's irrelevant and it's meaningless and it's false. And it's not, it doesn't make sense. You know, there's kosher, and then it's lechatchil, and it's b'di'evet, and then, you know, sometimes there's a concept of a hiddu. But to have mahadrin, mina mahadrin is absolutely incorrect, only in a couple of places, and this is one of them. You know, there's two very distinct hidurim. One is that everybody lights, and another distinct hidur is that everybody lights one lights additionally, increasingly so. Besama, besedel, etc. So it's one of the very, so mahadrim, mina mahadrin is a borrowed term which comes from here, which if you want to be very precise, it doesn't exist anywhere else.
Just, I know this is too outside the scope, fine, but why is it not lechatchila here, and why is it mehadrin to start with? Like adding an extra light, why couldn't that be just lechatchila?
The answer is because when Chachamim established, it's very good, when Chachamim established their mitzvah was, the form of the mitzvah was really meant to be Neir Ish Uveisoi. Neir, a candle for a house and a family. That's really, and that is really the format of the mitzvah. Now, there's a way of being mahadrit, two distinct ways of making it more beautiful. But that is really the frame of the mitzvah. It's interesting also, by the way, it's not many, it's also something to think about. This idea, this concept, that it's Neir Ish Uveisoi, that the mitzvah is connected to the house, and we're going to see other halachas that it's something which is, you know, in the world of mezuzah. You know, the mezuzah is you know, a house, a door needs a mezuzah, and where else do we find? You know, marker is also, the house needs a marker. But over here, the chanuk is also part of that. It's ne'ish uveisoi. It's connected to the house. So if a person has got no house, the Gemara says you don't mechuyev to light the menorah. It's connected to the house. Says Shulchan Aruch Seif Gimel ne'sheyesh lo shtei psiyos. You've got a candle with two wicks, thank you. You can use both wicks, and you're lighting two candles. In fact, the Mishnah says it could even be yotze, two people can use it. You know, Reuven on the right side of the wick, and Shimon on the left side of the wick. That's fine. Continues the remark. The
wicks are touching each other. It's one flame or two flames?
Two flames. But two wicks.
There's two wicks coming out of one.
Yes, wick. Of what? Yes. Will be working for two people. Now the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Dalet speaks about the following scenario. Mile ka'oro shemen. So what you did is that you took a ka'oro, a plate, a bowl, and you filled it with oil. V'ki for psilois, and you put inside it some wicks. Im kofa ole. So would that work or not? One, imagine a bowl of oil, many wicks. It's very similar. So here what the chiddush probably is that im kof olav kli, you can actually, it can work, but you've got to make sure im kof olav kli, which literally means you put a kli on top of it. You cover it with a kli. What that really means is that you make a separation by having a kli on top of it. So imagine the bowl, and then you're putting a kli, which makes an external separation between the wicks. Then, every wick is considered its own candle, and thereby will be considered a distinct candle. However, if you didn't separate them, you just got loads of oil with loads of wicks, then you're not yotze at all. Because it looks like one big bonfire. You can't have that. You can't have just one big oil source, lots of fuel, lots of oil and lots of wicks coming out, it's not good enough. Therefore, the Ramah continues and teaches us. Therefore, one has to be careful. One has to establish. One has to ensure the neiros b'shur b'shav v'loy be'igul. The must be a line. The candles must be in an equal line. V'loy be'igul and not round. To have a medura, but because that will be like a medura. Now, how do you understand this? This amor? What does it mean? It mustn't be round. It has to be straight. What is it referring to? Is it referring to this? That it's like the menorah is like this, you know, going. Or is it referring to like this? So is it horizontal or vertical that he puzzles? He says it has to be a line. Does he mean a horizontal line or... I can't express myself. Can you find better words?
He said
horizontal or vertical. What is the issue? Do you have to make sure that if it's like if it's on an equal level, but it goes round, is it a problem? Yes or no? Question number one. Or is it a problem if it goes like this? Is it a problem? Or like a spitz? Spitz is the problem. So if it goes horizontally round, then it's fine. Yeah?
The round might be difficult to see how many candles it is. I know it's like a mature.
How do you learn this amor? He says you've got to make him straight, for loy be'igul, they're not round. What does he mean?
Both.
Maybe. Yeah. So I
it's
actually... He says it's Kamadur. There's a psul of Madur. Madur means a fire. A bonfire. If it's a fire, it's a problem. So therefore, what how does it need to be?
It needs to be so that somebody who's outside can clearly distinguish.
Straight. So if you would go like this, it's fine or not?
Yeah.
So if it goes like this, it's no good.
No, because you can't see
the camera. Very good. Okay. The Maisa, I believe that the minig is to makbid on both. I'm not sure, I didn't see this in the postkin, but I believe if you look at any menorah, they are normally makbid on both. They're not zigzaggy, they're horizontally straight, and they're also, we're making sure that they're horizontally straight and also that they're not. We don't use curved menorahs. I've never seen. Right.
Right. The only way you see the flame is from every angle.
If it's round, it looks like a bonfire because it looks like you've
got
to put something on it to cook it.
On it, yeah. Perhaps that it's got that aspect of.
If it's curved, it doesn't look like it's for the purpose of the mitzvah because usually you want to equate each candle the same because each night is the same. Because maybe if it's all in different places, it doesn't look uniform and therefore it doesn't look so much like it's. It looks more like a fire, just a
night that you're... Right. In line what you're saying also, in order to make sure, what is that... I have a bit of a... You know the shamash normally, the way we... The conventional menorahs, with the additional shamash that we have, where is it normally? Because we've got to make sure that this is the way it comes out. We want to make sure that it doesn't look like it's one of the normal lights. We've got to make sure it looks like an additional, separate light. And candle. Where is it normally? Right. And here's the proof. That sometimes it's higher and sometimes it's on the side. Correct? So I think that that proves to me that according to... And it's not part... It has to be that it's not considered one of the regular lights. So it must be that we are makbid. The chum over here turns out to be a kula. That we are makbid that, it's either higher... Or it's on the side, and either way, it will be considered something which is not part of the regular candles. So I think that's what it means over here. So the mice, we learn that
it
could be lower. Yeah.
Can it?
Of course, it can be lower. Yeah. We're going to see. There's actually a bit of a ma'amokam on this, but I think in principle the answer is yes. We're going to get to shamash, but the answer is yes. It can be lower. Yeah. So now the Ramah says. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says that's really important. We'll finish off with that for tonight. In Tzivkot and Tzayin, have a kumadur im hefshik hef im hefshik mechitz benel and akurecha vetz b'minei muta. But free lo akulavkli v'chenu again. No, that's not the one I wanted. I wanted the other one. 1 minute. Lefishu kamadura, you have to make sure that the candles are not joining. There's some sort of separation. I believe the poskim say he has to look from externally. You have to make a finger in between, kind of, that the candles don't look externally. It's one big candle, but there's some sort of separation between them. More on these halachas tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. To summarize what we learned this evening, we learned person must be very careful. In fact, somebody who is careful, he's promised to have children. Person is allowed to get stuck of money to light. We also learned that on the first night you light the Shulchan Aruch 1 and you increase every night. According to Ramah, it's every family member lights 1. And that is the minhag according to the Ramah. We learned also that you've got to make sure that they are separate. And if you've got one container of oil, make sure that you separate them by having a clear on top to separate them individually. More on this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Good evening, good evening, good evening.